You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hello, happy birthday party day. Good to be with you on this Thursday, October 23rd on 97.1 FM Talk. There's a lot to talk about at 12:18. We're going to speak with Cully Stimson of the Heritage Foundation and get to the bottom of a gigantic bombshell sort of situation that came out of the NBA earlier today. The FBI, man, we keep popping up with these big projects that they've been working on, and they're bearing quite a lot of fruit, the investigations are.
It's a little surprising when something that, like this shows up, because it's not on anybody's radar. If they did a press conference and they say, oh, here comes something big. You would never guess they busted up an NBA gambling ring.
So Fox News reports right now at foxnews.com, Ryan Morick and Ryan Gatos have collaborated on this report. Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry, how do you say his last name? Rozier? Ethan, come here.
Yeah,
your help.
Ethan.
Ethan! And former NBA guard coach Damon Jones were among the more than two dozen arrested as part of a widespread FBI investigation on Thursday. The federal investigation involved multiple agencies and the NYPD as they targeted the La Cosa Nostra crime families. This is crime family stuff. Involves the Italians. Crime families in two separate operations across several states. Officials said that those names mentioned face charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Cash Patel said, day in and day out, this FBI is following the money, and today is the result of that outstanding work. The operation involved an expansive effort across 11 states, arresting 34 subjects, including multiple NBA players and coaches. Who allegedly took advantage of their own positions of power to rig gambling systems for their own benefit, eventually funding money to La Cosa Nostra, that crime family, enriching some of the most notorious criminal networks in the world.
It's just crazy. It's amazing this stuff still happens because, you know, in theory, it's probably happening. But you never hear that they've busted it. And now here we are.
Patel says that ends today, and the FBI's efforts to make sure gambling operations of all kinds stay within the law are only beginning. Thank you to the outstanding men and women of the FBI who pursued this case and followed the acts accordingly. The league apparently has been cooperating and participating agreeing to whatever needs to be done in order to get to the bottom of this. How long does it take something like this to recover? It's not the same, but the strike of 1994 in baseball took a long time for baseball to recover. A lot of people credit the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa home run race to 62 as one of the things that just captivated people back into the game of baseball. But, you know, we were joking about in Ethan's Sports and Local segment, the 2 o'clock hour earlier this week, maybe even yesterday. It was 2 days ago, maybe. We were talking about, like, oh, the NBA, if you're looking for a team to root for, and he gave us a bunch of local kids who are now grown men playing in the NBA. I just don't care about the NBA. Like, this isn't devastating for me. But if it were Major League Baseball and I found out that the Cardinals were somehow wrapped up in this, it would be devastating.
Yeah, but I'm going to make a weird prediction here and say that there is almost no fall off for the NBA. I think that it'll be something that's talked about for a long time, but it may even benefit the NBA to get the attention because there's just so much stuff that, you know, a strike in 93 or whatever it was that caused everybody to kind of walk away from the game. There's just so much other stuff going on in the world now that I just don't know if anything holds people's attention that long, if they can hold a grievance that long that's not deeply personal.
Is everything fake?
I don't know. Maybe.
Isn't that one of the detriments of this is that it turns into a scenario where you kind of feel like, I don't really trust anything. Can anything really be real? I mean, reality TV was presumed to be real for a minute until it wasn't. And now it's all super scripted and everything. It's just very much a shocking, not shocking.
Yeah.
Situation for me.
I will say that because it's the NBA, to me, that is a little more interesting because it's not as if you never heard this about this happening, maybe in the NFL, certainly in Major League Baseball, that you've heard that people might be gambling. You know, Shohei Ohtani's name gets thrown around with that, with his agent or whatever, even recently.
Yeah, that happened. That just happened.
Exactly. So it's not as if you never hear this stuff. It's just, A, this is a very big ring, and it involves a crime family, multiple crime families. So it's a big story, of course, big deal. It's been going on for a long time, apparently. But in basketball, doesn't it seem like you could affect the outcome by just a couple points more than if you're in baseball or hockey where there's less scoring?
Here's Cash Patel.
Individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchesi crime families.
Crime families. NBA, wow. Betting on sports. This story has it all. Mm.
I guess logistically, I don't quite understand why if you're an NBA player and you wanted to make some money on your game, you'd need to do it with a crime family.
One of the things that was, I think Clay Travis was talking about this on Fox News this morning, is that the Rozier dude, I think he left the game going in 9 minutes or something, like a faked an injury or whatever. The whole payout for that instance was like $200,000. The dude is worth like three figures of millions of dollars.
Wow.
And Clay Travis is like, this isn't even smart crime. It's kind of his takeaway. Like, what are you, why? What? Do you know numbers? What are you, And it's there are two separate charges, too, that go in here. One of them has to do with, like, the betting and throwing and gambling on the NBA games. But there are also some super shady, illegal poker games that were taking place. They'd get high-profile NBA players to come play at these tables. And then they had all of these, like, super high-tech Ocean's 11 type of ways to make sure that the poker game always went the right way or the wrong way or whatever. Like, what? This isn't cool. This is not cool. I'm not implying in any way, shape, or form that this is cool. But, like, what's the most exciting thing that's happened to you in the last 10 years? It doesn't even scratch the surface to getting roped into, like, a a bazillion dollar poker game with the highest of the elites in the NBA to get swindled for $1 million plus. Somebody lost, I heard this morning, someone lost $1.8 million in a fraudulent poker game.
Wow, man, how much money do you have to have?
I'd be mad if I lost $18.
I'd be mad if I lost even $1 million.
Yes.
Let alone 1.8.
Especially if you had it first.
I know.
That would be super sad.
Yeah, if I had that million for a couple minutes and then it was gone, be more than that.
We're going to talk to Cully Stimson about that in just a couple minutes here. We're also watching the White House press briefing. Ryan, I'm going to propose to you, not like that, that the Wiggins America segment at 12:45, if the White House briefing kicks in here, I want to go to it. I want to listen to what Carolyn Leavitt has to say about a few things. I want to hear what she has to say about the latest with the government shutdown. They're voting today to try to do some of the things we spoke on the show yesterday with Senator Hawley about funding the payment of certain particular federal workers, different specific things like that. They're trying to get that through. The word is, according to the Fox News report just that we heard just now, the Democrats are not going to vote to do that, but maybe some will. You never know that some people might be like, I can't vote against this. I'm not doing it. Okay, fine. I want to hear about that. I want to hear Carolyn Leavitt talk about the ballroom. And I want to hear her talk about the crime, the ICE enforcement, the immigration update, because Lord knows they'll talk about all those issues. So I do want to hear from Carolyn Leavitt when she takes the podium. We're going to talk to Cully Stimson first about this NBA situation and ask, like, is this only a story for people who are into the NBA? Because if Cully Stimson comes on here and is like, if you're not really like into sports betting or the NBA, this is probably the last you're going to hear of it. That's probably the last I'm going to talk of it. Is there a reason why we should dive deep into this? After that, Carolyn Leavitt, and depending on how long that goes, your Wiggins America subject today is the 10 do's and don'ts of how to be a sports parent, and you and I have shared lament over the difficulties of being a sports parent.
Yeah, and this is a really good list, too.
I might do it. I might want it to be longer than the five-minute conversation it might turn into at 12:45, so maybe in the 2 o'clock hour.
Your terms are acceptable if I can get a fudge round out of it. Double-decker.
Do we have them here?
I don't care. I need one.
Here's the thing. I'm not making a trip, but I'd happy to finance it. But first, we have to play a game of poker.
Okay.
So I can illegally take somebody's money. All right, let's take a quick break. Cully Stimson, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, is going to join us next. We're going to get the latest on what Cash Patel and the NBA, what is this whole story about? And is this something that we need to care about outside of maybe being an NBA fan, maybe being into sports betting? There might be people listening right now who have lost money because they made a bet on the NBA that got thrown because somebody was in on the ruse. You ever bet on sports?
I'll do Super Bowl boards and stuff like that, but...
But like fundraiser boards.
Yeah. So no.
You don't have an app.
No.
All right, let's talk to Cully Stimson on The Annie Fry Show next. Up against out in this world. And maybe, maybe, maybe you'll find something that's enough to keep you. But if the bright lights don't receive you, you should... I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you being with us this afternoon. We're looking forward to seeing all of you tonight at the 25th birthday celebration for the Conservative Heritage Talk Station here in St. Louis. We're so excited to be able to have 25 years to celebrate with you. And tonight, what time does the party start, Ryan, at Lit Cigar Lounge?
So I think it's 5, although I'm basing this on when we're getting there. So I'm pretty sure that it's 5.
Oh, so
5.
You just imply that the party starts when you arrive?
I think so.
Okay, fair. All right.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there at 5. That's when everybody should get there.
I guess that's when I'll get there, too.
Unless it starts at 6.
Oh, gosh. But we'd love to see you, celebrate with you, and just generally hang out and have a good time. 971talk.com/events for actual information. Ryan, you should maybe start there.
Starts at 5.
Okay, thank you.
Confirmed.
Let's talk to our friend Cully Stimson, who is with us once again, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Also a former local, state, federal, and military prosecutor. Cully, welcome back. Good to have you here on a Thursday afternoon.
Awesome to be with you.
So I wanted to ask you, this news kind of broke this morning. I wanted to ask you to kind of give us the lay of the land of what the FBI revealed today regarding this gambling ring, money laundering ring that has busted up. It has to do with crime families. It has to do with the NBA, illegal fraudulent poker games. When you read about this story, what can you tell us?
Well, it's an amazing indictment. I just read it within the hour, and it takes a long time to sort of digest what these NBA and Gambino crime family folks were doing. But in essence, this was the deal. They had poker games that were supposed to be just straight up poker games. And they would bring in these fancy pro basketball players to be playing against other mopes who didn't know that the games were rigged. But they had technology that allow the cheating teams, who were some of the NBA players and others, to have the inside scoop on the cards. They would then dupe these unwitting players, get lots of money, and then pass the money on to the Gambino crime family. And then they would also place bets on games, and some of these players would coerce some of the other players who were not in on it, who gambled, to take a knee, to drop out of a game, to shove the game. So, look, cheating in pro sports is not new. I mean, you know, you all remember Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose, and the Boston College stuff, and it goes way back. But this is really sophisticated stuff. And so I think just if you read the indictment alone, it's really confusing for a lawyer who hasn't done prosecutions, because this was really sophisticated. And my guess is reading the news articles on it and listening to Cash Patel's press conference, they have thousands of hours of video, of wiretaps, of emails. And so I think people are going to start rolling really soon and trying to get the best deal they can.
That's going to become interesting. Here's my main question for you, Cully. Here in St. Louis, we don't have an NBA team. So there's not a close relationship to the NBA like there is professional baseball, soccer, hockey. We have a complicated relationship with the NFL here in St. Louis, of course. Do you find that this story is going to permeate the interests of the American people outside of those that are connected to the names, the actual literal players that have been involved in this? Is this story bigger than the league?
It's too early to tell, in my opinion, because I think this indictment is just the beginning, frankly, because when you see that the Bonanno and the Gambino and the Genovese crime families are involved, and then you add the extra bling of NBA players and coaches, just because right now we don't know, or at least don't think, that there's any connection to professional athletes in St. Louis or other people, I bet you that the spider web of this indictment and this ripple effect of this indictment is going to touch a lot of players and people besides the named people in the indictment. So I think it's way too early to tell. And of course, betting on pro sports is nothing new. And getting caught illegally betting on pro sports when you're a pro athlete or a coach is not new. But this takes it to a whole new level when you're not doing it to gain money for yourself. You're doing it to, you're funneling it through known mafia families who then essentially kneecap or coerce other players to rig games so people who are betting on games can have the upper hand. So this is much more sophisticated than the average mope who's trying to make money for himself.
And then one last follow-up question regarding the NBA story before we shift into something completely different. In your understanding, is they're the people who are sitting down and playing those poker games. Those have to be high rollers, the very high stakes games in order for it to be worthy of that time. When we're talking about players who are involved in something, the separate charge of what was going on specifically with the NBA players, Rozier, who apparently took himself out of a game and faked an injury and stuff. Does that mean that just people who, rando people here in the St. Louis bi-state region who could be betting on sports could have been affected by the way that players chose to play the game, chose to fake an injury? Like, could this have affected regular old people who were just betting because they thought it was fun?
Maybe. I don't know what the buy-in was for these games, but I think you had to probably put down a lot of money or have a lot of money available at your disposal. And the lure is, who wouldn't want to play golf with a great professional golfer? Who wouldn't want to kick a soccer ball with Ronaldo? Who wouldn't want to ski with, one of the greatest pro skiers, et cetera? So this is a chance for some people to come in and sort of hobnob and rub elbows with famous NBA folks. I suspect the buy-in was, 50, 100, 200,000 at least. I know in the indictment, if you look at page 17 and 18, it talks about, minimum of $50,000 per game, but I don't know what the buy-in was. So I just think it's way too early. And these indictments just have a massive ripple effect, Annie, and we're going to see that ripple effect play out. And I think we're actually going to see people take themselves off of teams or find themselves injured for the rest of the season, quote unquote, as this thing starts playing out. Because people will start talking. Once they lawyer up, they're going to say, look at Ralphie over here. Look at Sam over here. Talk to him. I gave him all this stuff, so this is going to ripple big time.
Wow. All right, well, we will continue to follow it. I want to shift gears here. Let's go to the Northwest, to Portland. Once again, we see Portland, Oregon, saying, no, Trump, we've got everything under control. There's nothing to see here. Everything is fine. And President Trump says, obviously, not everything is fine. He wants to send in the National Guard. They sue. They get the injunction or whatever the correct legal language is to stop the process that the president is engaging in. But now we have the Ninth Court or Circuit Court of Appeals overturning that previous ruling once again. And President Trump is one step closer to sending the National Guard into Portland. That's from an Axios Portland report. Talk to me about the legal ping pong that takes place when the president is trying to mobilize the National Guard, uses federal ICE agents to enforce federal laws, specifically in places like Oregon, California, Chicago, and the like.
So we're seeing a spate of activist judges who clearly have a mild to moderate case of Trump derangement syndrome, who are issuing injunctions or stopping the president's policy preferences under the guise of the law. And they issue these injunctions, like in Portland, this district court judge substituted her opinion for the facts in the case, which is what the appeals court said about this district court judge. You've seen it in Chicago. You keep seeing it. I just was with at an event with a senator who from Missouri, Senator Schmidt, who was talking about how, as of today, the Trump administration is 25-2 before the Supreme Court. 25 wins versus two. Now, most of these are preliminary hearings, preliminary emergency motions on the emergency docket. But I mean, you're just seeing across the board. Portland's a perfect example where these district court judges just are not following the law and are basically writing opinions that are essentially their policy preference. And then appeals courts either get it right or it goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, no, you didn't apply the law, you didn't do this, and send it back down and reverses them. And this is going to continue until judges just call balls and strikes. I mean, of course the president has the authority as the commander in chief to use the National Guard to protect federal buildings and federal troops during the operation of federal law enforcement officers. Obviously, he has the authority to do that. He's not sending, like he has here in D.C., which is a different cat, them to be like extra policemen, which is, you know, a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. He's using it to protect federal buildings and federal law enforcement officers. And so any suggestion to the contrary is a policy suggestion and not a legal one.
Just your thoughts before we let you go. We're speaking with Cully Stimson, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. You said 25-2 or 27-2? What was the number?
I thought it was 25-2 that I heard.
25-2. Yep. So you've got a president who's 25-2 and in winning those court cases. That's a pretty darn good record, I would say. A government shutdown where you have the president repeatedly saying, get the government open, get the government open, trying to figure out how to fund things around Congress to make sure that our federal workers don't go unpaid. Just constitutionally speaking, legally speaking, I would feel like if President Trump were a king, were trying to act as though he were a king, that he'd be able to snap his fingers and open the government. He would be getting creamed in the courts for trying to do things that would go against the Constitution. Just in your opinion, how much of a monarchy are the people of this country suffering under right now?
None. Zero.
Period.
Nada. Period. We're in a democratic republic. Remember, the federal government was created by the states, not the other way around. And the people in the states have police power. The federal government has no police power. And the president, under our Constitution, is the commander in chief and the chief law enforcement officer. And so he's wearing that latter hat. When he sees these dystopian hellholes like Chicago, like Philadelphia, which he hasn't gone to yet, but I think he should, Portland, like Memphis, where the local leaders aren't stepping up and protecting the people who deserve to be protected the most, especially minority neighborhoods. And so he's not going to let ICE agents and federal agents enforcing immigration laws or federal buildings. He's not going to let those ICE agents and federal agents be assaulted, and he's not going to let those federal buildings be destroyed. And so they can do their little no kings thing and all their silliness and dress up like weird pet animals. But what is the alternative? Where is the positive alternative policy proposals? Well, we saw in the last administration, open the border, don't enforce the laws, spy on Republicans, trample on the First Amendment. And the American people rejected that. Yeah. And the people who lost are having a massive hissy fit. And so they're acting out like a toddler who doesn't get a second scoop of ice cream. It's ridiculous.
Oh, the left and that president love ice cream. That is for certain. Gully Stimson, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it. We look forward to following up. A lot of things to discuss, and we're grateful you had some time for us today.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Cully Stimson is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Carolyn Leavitt is going to be taking the podium here shortly to give us the latest on a whole host of issues, I'm sure. We're going to carry that when it happens. We're going to take a quick break right now. On break, come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. Do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? Yes, significantly. Yes, somewhat. Not usually or never. You ever hear these big endorsements they hit and then it's like, and now what am I supposed to do? Dramatically change my mind? We want to know what you think. Carolyn Leavitt with us in the press briefing next. Don't go away.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So Carolyn Leavitt has taken to the podium here, and she is giving us an update on a whole host of things. Let's listen in and see what she has to say here.
We'll begin today with some scheduling announcements for President Trump's upcoming trip to Asia. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m., the president will depart the White House to fly to Malaysia, where he will arrive on Sunday morning local time. It's a long flight. President Trump will participate in a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Malaysia in the afternoon, and then he will attend the ASEAN Leaders Working Dinner that evening. On Monday morning local time, the president will fly to Tokyo. Tuesday morning local time, President Trump will participate in a bilateral meeting with the new Prime Minister of Japan. On Wednesday morning local time, the president will fly to Busan, where he will participate in a bilateral meeting with the president of the Republic of Korea, deliver keynote remarks at the APEC CEO luncheon, and then participate in a U.S. APEC leaders working dinner. On Thursday morning local time, President Trump will participate in a bilateral meeting with President Xi of the People's Republic of China before departing to return home to Washington, D.C. On Thursday night, upon arrival in Washington, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will participate in Halloween at the White House, where they will welcome law enforcement, military, and foster families. And I know many of us look forward to that. In other news, we are now on day 23 of the Democrat government shutdown. Senate Democrats have voted 12 separate times now to keep the government closed. Innocent Americans are suffering every day as a result. More than 500,000 civilian federal employees will miss a full paycheck tomorrow. Thousands of small business loans are going unapproved each month. This means almost $4 billion in capital is being withheld from small businesses across the country. The Democrat shutdown is also causing severe impacts at airports across the country. In one single day this week, the FAA had to issue ground stops impacting flights at Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport and Hobby Airport. 13,000 air traffic controllers who ensure that we all fly safely are continuing to work without pay. This is egregious and truly sad. Some of them are reportedly being forced to turn to driving for Uber and taking on other second jobs to make ends meet as the Democrats continue to shut down the government. Pilots are calling on Democrats to end this dangerous political game. The president of the Southwest Airlines Pilot Association called for the clean continuing resolution to be passed, saying, quote, "Our air traffic controllers and the broader air traffic system are already operating under immense pressure. A government shutdown only compounds that stress and threatens the efficiency of our skies." The Airline Pilots Association International, which represents more than 80,000 pilots, is sounding the alarm as well. They said this shutdown is undermining our system's safety. Resources are stretched thin, negotiations are delayed, and strain grows daily. With the Thanksgiving holiday approaching, we are nearing the busiest travel period of the entire year, when millions of Americans will go to airports to spend time with their loved ones. Let us be very clear from the White House today. If the Democrats continue to keep the government closed, we fear there will be significant flight delays, disruptions, and cancellations in major airports across the country this holiday season. If Democrats continue to shut down the government, they will also be shutting down American air travel. The White House is in constant communication with the air traffic controllers, with the airline associations, and with them, we urge Democrats to please pass the continuing resolution so we can just end this madness and this chaos and reopen the government. These are very avoidable consequences. The unnecessary pain, unfortunately, does not end there. Funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, which provides food benefits to low-income families, is beginning to lapse this week in some states. If Democrats continue to hold Americans hostage, there will not be enough funds to provide SNAP benefits for more than 40 million Americans on November 1st. That is next week. Democrats are solely responsible for all of this unnecessary pain. Why are they doing it? To give taxpayer-funded healthcare benefits to illegal aliens, some of whom are violent criminals. During the 4 years of Joe Biden's administration, the Democrats forced Border Patrol to admit illegal aliens into our country with no legal status and minimal screening. A significant number of these individuals are the worst of the worst criminals, rapists, pedophiles, murderers, and even members of the terrorist watch list. Despite having no legal status, paroled aliens were able to file for work authorization, receive Social Security numbers, and access other benefits like Medicaid that are meant for Americans. Since I've found many in this room to repeatedly deny the reality that Democrats gave Medicaid benefits to illegals, and they continue to seek to do just that, I've brought a few verified examples for you today. These are examples of some of the illegals who received Medicaid benefits under President Biden's leadership, and this is what Democrats are wanting to do. This is why they are continuing to keep the government closed. An illegal alien from Laos was arrested for murder, robbery, and felony possession of a firearm. An illegal alien from Guatemala who was arrested for rape and burglary. An illegal alien from El Salvador who was arrested for strangulation, DUI, and burglary. An illegal alien from Mexico who was arrested for attempted murder. The Democrats' open border policies allowed these threats into our country, and then they provided them with free health care. The president and Republicans, through the One Big Beautiful Bill, implemented a common sense reform to end this fraudulent scheme. But that's why the Democrats are continuing to shut down the federal government. They are trying to reverse this and restore taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens like these. Throughout this shutdown, Democrats have said this quiet part out loud. Senator Chuck Schumer, the leader of the caucus that is refusing to open the government, said, quote, "Every day gets better as the shutdown continues." Ask the air traffic controllers if every day is getting better, Senator Schumer, and they will tell you absolutely not. House Democrat Catherine Clark said, "There are going to be families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility seriously, but this is one of the few leverage points that we have." Here is a House Democrat who is admitting that they are using Americans who are suffering as political leverage. And Senator Bernie Sanders said, "If you reopen the government, we lose our leverage." This is pure partisan games. A senior Democrat aide said the party will not end the shutdown, quote, "short of planes falling out of the sky." That is truly a disturbing statement. The Democrats clearly don't care about this suffering. They care about playing political games against President Trump, and this dangerous charade needs to end. The president and Republicans' position has been clear and unchanged. Pass a clean, nonpartisan funding bill to reopen the government. And then we can talk about all of the partisan issues that the Democrats wish to. If you're watching at home, we urge you to call your Democrat senators and tell them to put our country over their party and reopen the government today. Here in our new media seat, we have Brittany Gibson of Axios. Brittany, why don't you start us off for our Q&A today? Thank you for being here.
Two questions, if I may, Caroline. First is, we understand that the president and Republicans will not negotiate on ACA extensions until the government reopens. If and when that happens, what does the president think should be, or what are his plans for preventing rising health care costs for Americans?
It's a very good question, and I'll leave that to the president to negotiate that when Democrats vote to reopen the government. When it comes to lowering health care costs, the president is deeply committed to this. It's why he has spent so much time and effort negotiating with Big Pharma to lower the health care costs of prescription drugs. All of you have been in the Oval Office for multiple different announcements. We've had these most favored nations deals with these large pharmaceutical companies committing to lowering drug costs in this country. So it's something the president wants to do. And Brittany, one more point. I'll just point out the irony in Democrats holding the government and the American public hostage over a health care system that they created. The health care system was called Obamacare. Why? Because Democrats and President Obama implemented. And Republicans have always said it's a broken system, yes, but they caused it, and now they want to shut down the government to fix it. We need to open the government, and then we can have these very important conversations about health care.
Second, on H-1Bs and foreign students, during the campaign, President Trump said he wanted to make it easier for foreign students to work at U.S. companies, staple a green card to every diploma. But the changes from several agencies now on H-1Bs are adding more obstacles to that. The administration is being sued over those changes. Can you explain the changes in the president's thinking on H-1Bs?
The administration will fight these lawsuits in court. The president's main priority has always been to put American workers first and also to strengthen our visa system. We know for far too long the H-1B visa system has been spammed with fraud, basically, and that's driven down American wages. So the president wants to refine this system, which is part of the reason he implemented these new policies. These actions are lawful, they are necessary, and we'll continue to fight this battle in court. Garrett.
Two questions on different topics, if you'll
sure.
indulge me. On the pardon of Changpeng Zhao, apologies if I'm mispronouncing that name, Binance has significant business interests with World Liberty Financial, the president's family's crypto company. How do you respond to the allegations from Democrats that this is a corrupt act?
I would respond and say the president is exercising his constitutional authority to grant clemency requests. And the president and the White House have a very thorough examination of every pardon request that comes to the president's desk. It is thoroughly reviewed by the White House Counsel Office. And I spoke with our great White House Counsel about the pardon after it happened. This was an overly prosecuted case by the Biden administration. Even the judge in the case admitted that the Biden administration was pursuing a egregious over-sentencing of this individual. And the previous administration was very hostile to the cryptocurrency industry. So the president wants to correct this overreach of the Biden administration's misjustice. And he exercised his constitutional authority to do so. And to the Democrats, I would just say there's nothing more corrupt than what President Biden did on his way out the door, pardoning his extremely corrupt son and many of his associates.
On the ballroom, first of which you'll probably be several questions about this today, I imagine.
Is it a big story?
It seems that way. The president's cost estimate has changed several times. I think it's up to $300 million now. Given the nature of all this, will the White House commit to releasing all of the donors and how much they're spending and how much of his own money the president is putting on the line to this?
We have released the full list of donors thus far. Perhaps there will be more people who want to generously contribute to this project. And the president, yes, has committed his own resources. And when he releases that information, which I'm very confident he will, you will all see that.
We'll see a dollar figure from the president.
Yes, you will. And I would also just add, the president has been incredibly transparent. I would reject any notion otherwise when it comes to this ballroom project. It's something he personally has obviously taken an interest into and has talked with all of you in this room many times about. You have seen the model in the Oval Office. Last night he showed that for you. But when this plan was presented and when these renderings, as soon as they were complete, the president directed me to come out here and to share them with all of you. I did an entire opening remarks about what this ballroom project was going to look like. With any construction project, there are changes over time as you assess what the project is going to look like, and we'll continue to keep you apprised of all of those changes. But just trust the process. This is going to be a magnificent addition to the White House for many years to come, and it's not costing the taxpayers anything. The president is privately funding this ballroom addition to the White House grounds. Jennifer.
To follow up on that, one thing that's not in the president's model is the East Wing bunker, the president's emergency operations center. Can you say if his update, that $300 million, does that include the cost for upgrading that bunker?
Look, like any security enhancements that are made on the White House grounds, those will be made and maintained by United States Secret Service. As for the cost of the ballroom and the construction itself, all of that is going to be, like I've said, privately funded and paid for by the president himself and many generous patriots who have stepped up.
Is included in that funding?
Correct.
Okay, and then can you say, well, that's right, I'll skip that one.
Thanks, Ouija.
Okay. So the White House has explained that the reason you didn't submit construction plans to the NCPC is because that commission, along with others, don't have oversight over demolitions, but only over construction. And so far, you haven't built anything. So can you help us understand, can the president tear down anything he wants without oversight? Could he demolish this building or, say, the Jefferson Memorial?
So it's not the president who came up with that legal opinion himself. That's a legal opinion that's been held by the NCPC for many years. It's written, so we can get you that background and that research if you wish to include it in your reporting, because it is very important. They have ruled consistently, their general counsel has said, when it comes to phase one of this project, the tearing down of the current East Wing structure, a submission is not required legally for that. Only for vertical construction will a submission be required, and that's a legal opinion from them, and we are following that legal opinion. And again, I would just add, can any president do such a thing to the White House grounds? There have been many presidents in the past who have made their mark on this beautiful White House complex. This briefing room, as you all know, was not once a briefing room. It was a swimming pool. There have been presidents who have completely torn down the executive mansion. If you look at what President Truman did, some of the photos of the construction project that took place in those years, I think sitting here today, we're all all grateful for those efforts and the modifications that happened at that time. And again, in due time, the East Wing is going to be more beautiful and modern than ever before. And in addition, there will be a big, beautiful ballroom that can hold big parties and state visits for generations to come.
So I was waiting for her to say there, it can hold a big, beautiful ballroom, multiple events.
That was specific wording. Big, beautiful ballroom. That'll be
gonna
be highlighted.
You know the president is going to say big, beautiful balls at some point.
You think he will?
Yes.
I don't know.
He's going to hear it, and he's going to want to say it first. He needs to say it with a certain kind of cadence, which makes it a, they're eating the cats and the dogs. Mm-hmm. My kids, that somebody played the clip from that debate or whatever, the clip. Not the remix auto-tune song, and my kids sang the whole song. I don't expose them to this. I was at a volleyball practice last year one time, and all the kids were singing They're Eating the Cats and the Dogs of the people who live there, or something like that.
If we didn't have a real guest coming up, we should play that song.
Larry Alex Taunton, he would be amused by it. I know that for sure. Larry Alex Taunton, one of my favorite guests we have here on the Annie Fry Show, host of Ideas Have Consequences. We're going to talk Antifa because what the left is saying is Antifa, these are not the radical socialists you're looking for. That doesn't even exist. But Larry Alex Taunton knows how to explain that it certainly does. He's next.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.